Welcome to the Single to Soulmate podcast. My name is Tanya Alberti, and I am a soulmate manifestation expert, relationship coach, and spiritual guide and mentor. My sole purpose in life is to help you ditch the dating bullshit and finally call in your sacred union. So if you are ready to be done, I mean really done, you are over it, you are done having your heart broken time after time again, then you have come to the right place, my friend. My goal with this podcast is to help you step into an awareness that not only are you a perfect divine soul, wholly worthy of your heart's desires, but that you 100% create your own reality. You absolutely can manifest a one-of-a-kind love. Think of our weekly time together as your go-to for tools, spiritual growth, relationship advice, and manifesting magic. I'm here to give you the tips, the strategies, the insight, and the teachings that you need in order to truly embrace your worth and manifest that mind-blowing connection with the partner of your dreams. Your perfect person is out there waiting for you, I promise. Thank you so much for listening in, and let's get started. Hey, everybody. I hope everybody's doing amazing today. Today I have a special treat. A very dear friend of mine is going to be on today's episode, and we are going to be talking about the chakras, the heart chakra in particular, and the high heart chakra. So a lot of people are unfamiliar with the high heart chakra, and then the combination of the two is the sacred heart. We're going to be talking about the sacred heart and what that energy center has to do with our relationships and healing and our connection to the divine. So listen in, and I hope you enjoy. So hi, welcome back. Today, my guest is Monica Bermudez. She is a number one international best-selling author, co-author in Creating Your Legacy, intuitive quantum energy healer, light language channeler, and Lemurian high priestess. She's a motivational and inspirational speaker. Monica uplifts her audiences from their heartbreak to feeling increased clarity, confidence, empowerment, love, and joy in their purpose and love life. Her mission is to alchemize the heart center with unique energy codes into deeper heart awakening. And she is unique at rebuilding and renewing all chakras and human grid systems to initiate the avatars into the ascended humans and masters on this earth. So I'm so excited that you're here. Monica, welcome, welcome.
And I am just so excited to be on your show, Tanya. And I just love your podcast, by the way. I do listen to the other episodes all about the relationships. I just love everything.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much. And yeah, this is amazing. And I know your work is a lot, obviously your company is Sacred Heart Awakenings, a lot of what you do. And I know a lot of what spurred you into this work was dealing with your own heartbreak, your own, if I can say the divorce and that spiritual awakening that transpired as a result. So I would love to tell you a little bit how, I'd love to have you tell me how you came into the knowledge and awareness of the Sacred Heart. And what exactly is that? What is the Sacred Heart? What does that mean for you?
Yeah, so I would really love to share more about myself. And definitely this was, the divorce was a huge catalyst for me. Obviously, it wasn't easy at first, because I went into the most deepest dark night of the soul, which is the most uncomfortable depression that I felt in grief. But in a way, you know, served as this huge catalyst to really have me review like all my relationships. And I realized then that, hey, all my relationships have been crappy.
So I was like, there's a pattern here.
I was seeing this pattern. It's like, why didn't I see this before? And it's like, well, you know, I'm such an accomplished woman. I deserve, you know, so much more. But there's parts of me that I was feeling, there was such low self-esteem, my self-worth was so low. I just felt so unworthy of having like a really good man in my life. So I kept attracting men who needed their own healing. But, you know, everything's a reflection, right? All our relationships are reflections. So that healing that they needed was also something that was in me subconsciously, you know, these other patterns in me. And that was the low self-esteem, the unworthiness, not having, you know, the love for myself, and just being so disconnected from, I guess when I say like the mother heart, which is also like the sacred heart. And so I went on for like many years, and the sacred heart kept coming up in different channelings much later. And so I started to really tune into the whole sacred heart, and I realized that the sacred heart is kind of like the divine heart as well. But if you were really to look at it from the chakra system, right? So the way that I understand it after, you know, talking to my guides and really tapping into my higher self about this and my own heart, is that the sacred heart is composed of the lower and the higher heart chakra. And so the higher heart chakra, which is like very close to your throat chakra, that is more of the compassion and of your higher self. And so the lower heart chakra is more of your like human heart. You know, this is where you can feel like most of your emotions. And but when those two are disconnected, it feels like you're disconnected from your home. You're disconnected from your own like soul home. Because I feel like the sacred heart center connected to the soul essence of yourself. And so when there's a disconnection with that, there is this lack of like, you know, self-love, unworthiness, and self-love. And so the minute that I started to really like dig inside all these patterns, you know, myself, and really work with that energetically and try to clean myself up, I also started to catalyze or to like alchemize my own heart in a way, and became whole into the sacred heart awakening. And so that's how this whole thing came about, you know, with the title and everything of my business. But then, you know, it tapped into my soul mission of, because all of us have a soul mission here on this earth.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's interesting is that at first, you know, I went on to try to fix my depression. And obviously at that time, I really wasn't thinking about jumping into another relationship, because I realized I needed to fix myself first before I could really say that I'm going to jump into another relationship. And, you know, I had to like really work on opening more of my heart, and because it was very closed at that time. But when I started to really open up more of my heart, where I was being guided and more directed towards was my soul mission, my soul purpose. Is you know, but I kept saying, but I already have, you know, my career. I already have my established career. So I don't understand why you're saying that I'm a healer, you know?
Yeah. I think we've all been there, you know, with the, I'm not sure I'm supposed to do this. Are you sure this is what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, yes. Yeah, so it's a lot of doubts, right?
Definitely. Yeah, I know. 100%.
So I had to really clean up that too, was the doubting myself constantly, you know, all these things started to surface, you know, the fear as well, because there's so much that we've been programmed as society, you know, conditioned to think that being a healer, you're not going to make much progress, or you're not going to be as financially abundant, you know, and so it's better to go in these fields of career because you have better chance.
Yeah. All the things. I know.
Yes. Yes.
So that's amazing. I love that. I love that you stepped in like that so willingly too. It's so beautiful. I love it. So in talking about the sacred heart, and knowing that it is part of that divine connection, you know, the high heart and your heart chakra, how do you feel that when you're doing your work, and even the work you've done within yourself, how do you feel that the sacred heart has come into play for you, not just healing that in your relationship, but how does that work with the sacred heart's role in our relationships?
So what I have found is that the sacred heart It's very expansive and it's always expanding. And it's just like the universe is always expanding. So, as the universe is expanding, we're expanding as well through our sacred heart. And it feeds into the rest of your body as well, to all the other chakra points in the whole body. It's like the one hub of like energy center for all others that feeds into this like universal love, for yourself. And so when you really step, I feel like when I really step more into my own embodiment of my own heart, I really felt more at home with myself. And when I say at home, I mean in my own soul essence. So wherever I am in this soul and in a different physical body in the universe, I am at home with myself. And in building that relationship with myself and becoming my own best friend, my lover, my own lover, was I ever able to like mirror that and see that in my other relationships and that reflection, that they also carry themselves. And, when, they see me, they reflect on, as well, And so I've also been serving as a holy mirror. And so when certain people, like either they can get triggered, by it, because if they haven't like really done the work, some aspects may get triggered still.
Yeah, 100%.
And so and so, it's like what I see in others is their beauty of their soul and their heart. And I really do feel that in them. And so I have such, tremendous amount of love for humanity. And obviously, I'm still in this human embodiment, and there's still some aspects, of me that I recognize, but it also builds this awareness and this conscious awareness, that when these things do arise, and if I, feel trigger, I'll address it, much faster than I would have, like back when I had originally been in my most deepest dark night of the soul, which, I didn't want to talk to anybody or be around anybody. I was just completely into my own cocoon, like.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I think it's amazing. And I think it's so, that's the thing too. It's accessible for everyone. It's not just, one person. Oh, this is my, like you have this special, thing about you with this connection to Sacred Heart, but that as soul beings, that we all have this connection that is all part of our aspect of the
You all
divine.
have it. You
We
all
all
have
have
it.
it. And
Yes.
you can get to that place. And I know in spite of, I'm kind of going on a tangent here a little bit, but in spite of everything that's going on in the world today, I think it's beautiful that you're able to say, I can look at humanity with compassion because really that's what it's all about. I mean, we are all one, and the whole divide and the separateness is not true. None of it's true. We are all connected. And through that Sacred Heart being all aspects of the divine, I think it's such a beautiful thing to bring that awareness to people. So I think it's so valuable, which is part of the reason why I wanted to have you here, because I think it's so important. And I
Oh, thanks
love
so
this
much.
conversation.
Yeah, me too. And I really, want to emphasize that all of you, all the listeners, everybody who's listening to this, everybody has a sacred heart. And what I've been learning is that also the planet Mother Earth has a sacred heart. The universe has a sacred heart. All the other planets have sacred hearts, and even all your pets have sacred hearts too. So I'm always like interconnecting with all the sacred hearts, of the universe, of the cosmos, of the multiverse. I mean, it goes deeper and deeper, more than, we realize. There's tremendous amount of
No,
like
like
universal love.
infinite,
Yeah, it's a huge power
infinite.
source.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, how do you feel? And I know you kind of touched on this a little bit, but if you could go a little bit deeper into how that you feel working with your Sacred Heart helped you really release that pain. The pain that you had from, the loss of that relationship, the dark night of the soul. How did working with that Sacred Heart help to really heal that? Is there any specifics about that you can give?
Yeah, so what I found that when I really started to open up more of my heart, and when I started to tap more into my own soul mission and purpose, I realized that I had more to live for. That I really that I'm here on this earth to fulfill a mission. So that in a way just felt empowering for myself. And that was also healing for the relationships. And then it just made me see that this whole grief and depression, it's just all an illusion. The universe is much bigger than just this one little feeling that I'm having right now, even though it felt like it was the entire world for me. Like,
yeah, no, sure. Seriously. I've been there. I know how that feels.
Yeah. But when I felt that there is more to life and purpose than just a relationship, that there was something so much bigger, you know, to give of self and to really learn, you know, from this universe, that also was just very healing for me. So that's why I emphasize everybody's soul mission and soul purpose. And, you know, even though I started my business is focused in healing people's like heartbreaks and relationships, but things have evolved and shifted at a quantum level that I'm now focused on really helping other people's and their soul purpose and their soul mission and just getting them activated in it. So
yeah, no, I love that. It's beautiful. And it's so fun too, because things just kind of shift and evolve and everything is a stepping stone. You know, you do the work there and then you move up into something else and something bigger as you get more expansive and things evolve. So it's so cool. I love it. I love it. I love it. So what can you suggest? Like, do you have any tips or suggestions for people who might be struggling right now, like struggling with the loss of a relationship, maybe going through a dark night of the soul, you know, like you just have described, or in really just dealing with that sense of grief and heartache, you know, those layers of grief that end up residing in the heart chakras and in the energy centers. What do you suggest for people? Like, say, maybe there's somebody right now listening that's going through this is like, yeah, I totally relate that dark night of the soul. You know, I feel like everything is just closing in on me. I don't want to be here anymore. What are your thoughts about that? Like, do you have any tips or suggestions or how you suggest somebody help move through that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't give up. Don't give up. You know, there's definitely light at the end of that tunnel. And the best thing to do right now, which is what I did first, and this is why my heart really started to open up more and hear more of my own heart guidance, was to just be out in nature as much as possible. I mean, I would spend like every weekend on the mountain, the nearest mountain I could find, which is like
That's
2 hour
awesome.
Drive from my house. But I still did it because I really felt like I wanted to be around nature. And nature is the fastest way to just connect with your own higher guidance. There's just a lot of healing going on right now, especially the trees. Everything is right now at a quantum, like accelerated level of energy on this planet. So we're in a higher vibration of energy. So that means that the plants are the ones receiving a lot more of these energies and out in nature. So just being out in nature, you will get a quantum like relief.
Yeah. No, exactly. I agree. Because I talk about that all the time too. I think it's one of the best things, for people to connect. I have so many people that have come to me and be like, I don't understand. I can't hear my guidance. And people say to listen to my heart and I don't know what that means. And, you know, I'm like, it's really just about being quiet. And one of the best, easiest swings you could do is just go out in nature. And it's not only grounding you, but then you're receiving that energy, you're being connected. And
Yeah. And it just naturally opens you up. You don't even have to do much. All you have to be doing is just having a nice stroll, you know, in some park or hiking trail. And it doesn't have to be any intense trails. I did the intense trails, but you don't have to do that, you know. but you could be having a nice stroll, you know, the very gentle walk. And you could just be like listening to the birds, you know, the sounds of the birds. And, you know, hearing the breeze of the trees, you know, moving and feeling the wind and all of that combination of all that in nature is just naturally just opening you up. And if you want to take a break, you could take that break of moment of reflection and do some meditation, you know, with a lot of intention as to what it is that you want to like receive in that moment, you know, message that's very important to receive. That's another, you know, step into, you know, going deeper into hearing more of your own higher guidance and you're tapping into your own heart.
Yeah, Yeah, that's beautiful. And I love it too, because it's not just, okay, let me just kind of plow through outside and just kind of stomp around, but it's like being present, listening to the birds, feeling the breeze, taking it all in, having it be experiential and
Yes.
not just, okay, I'm standing outside, now what? It's like, this is all great, Tanya. Now what do I do? What am I getting out of this except for bitten by mosquitoes? So,
Yeah, that's
yeah.
exactly right. That's exactly right. Just being very present with it and just tuning in, to the sounds of the nature. There could be a sound of a river somewhere, if you're walking near a river. Yeah, and maybe we could do a little bit of that experiment, a little bit of that guided meditation here, if you're open to it, Tanya. I was just
Yeah,
feeling the impulse for
absolutely.
that.
I was just saying spirit was just dropping in. I don't know if you felt that, but I always feel spirit on the right side of my head, and it was just dropping in like, ooh, pay attention, something's coming through. I'm like, okay, I'll let it go. We'll just see what happens.
I was just feeling an impulse on something. I was like, well, why don't we just do this, with the
Yeah,
listeners
beautiful.
and
I'm open.
they just
Absolutely.
show like guided meditation. Yeah, so we can do it now
Yeah,
if
go
you
ahead.
want.
Go for it. I love it.
All right, so everybody just relax, and always, you can come back to the replay if you're not in a place that you could just do this guided meditation, but just now feeling this connection with nature. So if you're not able to like go outside, you can also do this. And just really tuning into your own heart center and just relaxing. Let us take a trip to a mountain. And this could be any mountain of your own choice, your favorite mountain in the whole world. And we're all just going to take an astral trip, going in our astral bodies, placing our feet on the grass. We're barefooted, feeling this energy of this mountain, connecting with the sacred heart of the mountain, exchanging energy with you through your feet. Feeling it throughout your whole body. Just listen. Do you hear the birds chirping gently in their own melody of music? And their music is so sweet that it touches your sacred heart. And this wind comes and just feeling that breeze of freshness, mountain air through your nose, through your lungs, feeling everything in your body and the energy of it, feeling the breeze in your hair. Gently inspiring you, the element of air. Hearing the breeze within the trees themselves. It is sunny, so you feel the sunlight on your skin. And you feel this sunlight also within your own sacred heart. So connecting to the sacred heart of the sun. And also connecting with the element of fire, igniting you with passion. with love. And in the distance, you hear the sounds of the river. And you're connecting with this river's own sacred heart energy. And the element of water now connecting and cleansing and purifying you. Cleansing and purifying your own sacred heart and your whole body. Feeling the sacred heart of Mother Earth, who is embracing us, caressing us, supporting us energetically, and nurturing your sacred heart. This completes this cycle of all the elements of air, fire, water, and earth. And you are the fifth element within your sacred heart. It's all these elements surround you and bring balance within you. Seeing this connection with all humanity. Seeing the planet Earth from the universe and seeing this connection with the sacred heart of the universe. You're not alone. You're very much loved. You're very much embraced. And giving thanks to the Sacred Heart. And when you're ready, you may come back within your own body.
That was beautiful.
Wow, that was so different. I've never done that one like that. It came in very unique.
Yeah,
this podcast.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, when we first connected with the mountain, and then you started bringing in the other elements. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm like, of course. And the flow out and connecting with that love. And it just was, that was just beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing that forward.
It's my pleasure.
I love it. I'm feeling all the feels. My heart is very expansive right now. I love it.
Yes.
Amazing. I love that. Beautiful.
Yeah. The one thing I want to share that, you know, I was being reminded to say is that there's a lot of energy and light language that happens also in guided meditations as well, even if you don't speak it, you know. So, you know, there's one of the things that I do is channeling light language. But there's a lot of energy as well in the meditation. So don't feel despair if you do not speak it. You know, you still get a lot out of, you know, those meditations. It's all your imagination. That's where it all starts, the visual, you know, just going with your own heart trust of what you're guided to do.
Yeah. Trusting your heart, trusting your guidance, trusting yourself. I think that's one thing I find that I've obviously, well, we all have to learn this, but over time, trusting your own heart and your own guidance and trusting that and, you know, following and listening and tapping into that source of love that's there. You know, it's yes. there, you
yes. know,
don't listen to everything that's out going on around the world.
Yeah. I know there's in. A lot you of distractions.
Inside. Yeah. It's all the distraction.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, this has been amazing. I've loved this conversation. I love the light language. You know, I'm a fan. I've got working on that myself, but
yes, you're doing great too.
Yay.
So proud
about
you.
The channeling. So, where can people find you? You know, if they want to tap in, I know you've got, a Facebook group. That's great. I know you're on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Where's the best way, they can reach out to you if they want to work with you, if they want to find you, if they have questions.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah. So I have a website that pretty much has everything linked on there, like all my social medias. So if people want to link at one of those social medias or all of them, they're all welcome to, or send me an email. All my contact information is on there as well. And my website address is www.sacredheartawakenings with an S at the end, ssandsam.com. So yeah.
Amazing. I love it. So please go check her out. She's awesome. I love her. I can vouch for her personally. I've worked with her. She's awesome. So if you are looking to tap into your sacred heart, whether it's healing grief, connecting better in your relationships, or just stepping into your soul purpose, Monica's your girl. So amazing. And thank you so much for being here. It's been such an honor and a joy. And I so appreciate your time.
It's been such a joy. I love this. So much fun. Thank you for having me on your show, Tanya.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. We'll have to do it again. Maybe a different topic. I'm sure we have a million things we could talk about.
Oh yeah. There's many things to talk about.
Well, I am grateful. I am grateful for your being here today and for taking the time. So it's been an honor.
A real honor and gratitude. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much for listening to today's episode. If you found this conversation to be helpful at all, please make sure you leave a review, put it in Spotify or iTunes. That way I know that what I'm sharing is helping you and I can continue to keep the good things that you're interested in coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, I would love for you to come follow me on Instagram. It's @IAM_TanyaAlberti. I share all kinds of things there daily, from everything from developing your intuition to connecting with your guidance to manifesting tips, how to call in relationships, all of the good things. So give me a follow there. Otherwise, you can also find me at www.tanyaalberti.com at my website. And I just want to say thank you so much. Much love to you. I can't wait to see you again in the next episode. And meanwhile, just remember that if you have a desire in your heart, it is meant for you. And your true love, your soulmate, is out there waiting. Have an amazing, amazing day. Much love.